Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, Trink. Right, Joe Wiley's been horrible to me today. I was on about bad karma and how I want to right the wrongs that I've done in the past. You can fill in the form online. Many people have. But that is not an excuse for people to just bully me. Did you hear what she was playing
earlier? I thought it was quite funny what she was doing before.
What she'd done is recorded some of my microphone before I actually speak from yesterday's show, and this happened.
In the nowhere, to the middle of my face.
Yeah. Well, I'd rather sound like that than this.
They say our love won't pay the rent, for it's earned and money's always spent.
You got a nice voice.
Why? I quite like
you
hearing
can
you.
Shut up.
Why?
I've got something on you as well in a minute.
What have you got on me?
Wait there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, the bad karma continues. Something weird is happening in my house at the moment, right?
Apart from the mice.
You know I'm having bad luck galore.
Yeah.
Right, this is strange. Explain this to me. I was looking out my kitchen window this morning, which is on the first floor, yeah? And there's a flat underneath me, and they have a garden.
Right.
And it's the garden, their garden, that my kitchen window overlooks.
Okay.
Yeah? Now, I noticed this morning that they have put a small, round mirror, you know, like a shaving mirror?
Yeah.
They have placed that wedged up against something in their garden so that they can see directly upstairs into my flat by looking in the mirror. They're spying on me. My neighbours are spying on me. So this morning, I decided to put a dressing gown on, nothing else, and give them a little flash.
Oh, you didn't?
Says I'm right. Flash them a couple of V's. What's that about? There's a mirror in their garden. Call me paranoid, but that mirror is only in there to spy on me.
You flashed your neighbours in the mirror?
Yeah, in the mirror, yeah, this morning.
I hope it's one of those shaving mirrors that makes everything appear a little bit bigger.
Yeah, it's fine. Right, what is that about, though?
They're trying to. They obviously heard part of yesterday's show and realised the kind of things you get up to and just
like
want to have
it.
A little look.
It's fishy.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm loving it that you keep telling me what the DJs are saying here on Radio 1's Innuendo Bingo. Thank you to Joe Wiley for this one today.
Oh, Collins, yeah. He's a good person to go to bed with, yeah.
And this one from Edith.
Carmen Electra's Big Knockers.
Loving it.
I'm loving Joe Wiley saying earlier today that you're off to see Dolly Parton this weekend. Is that true? Because you kept that quiet. I didn't know that was happening.
Right, here's the thing.
Yeah?
Someone bought me a pair of tickets for Dolly Parton.
Did you ask them to buy them for you? Or were they?
No.
Are you sure?
I promise you that.
Right.
What do you do? It's a dear friend of mine. And what do you do?
Well,
you can't not go, can you?
Are you looking forward to that? Presumably,
I don't really know any of her music.
Really? Presumably, this person must have thought you were a fan of Dolly's to buy you a pair of tickets.
I don't know why they bought them.
Right.
But was Wiley saying that earlier? Was she?
Didn't she? Yeah, she said, yeah, you're off to see Dolly Parton.
Right. How does she know that?
I don't know.
I'm not confirming that I am. I'm just saying, how does she know?
Maybe
that
she's spying on you.
Hmm.
So you're off to see Dolly Parton tomorrow night.
Also, I know for a fact that Joe Wiley has been trying to get Dolly Parton in the live lounge for some time now.
Really?
Uh-huh. That's a fact.
This is turning into a Dolly Parton
that
war between you.
That is a fact. Yeah, into Shikari, Klaxons, and here's Dolly. Yeah, you're so cool.
So you're going to take you and Joe then? Should
Maybe
go.
I should take Joe
take
Wiley.
Take your other ticket.
You can shut up as well.
Why?
Because we set up a little secret. You know when you write the sport?
Yeah.
A little secret microphone
right.
earlier. Just so you could join in as well and didn't feel left out.
With golden lining, bright.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, that's you doing Any Dream Will Do.
Yeah, because since have I got a funny colour? Since George mentioned it the other night on the Entertainment News, because there's a BBC One thing, isn't there?
Yeah.
I couldn't get the song out of my head, and I really like Joseph.
But you know all the words.
Yeah, I really like Joseph. I don't really like musicals, I'm like you, but I love Joseph.
This is the best bit. Check this out. You know every single word.
A crash of drums, a flash of light. My golden coat flew out of sight. The colours faded into darkness. I was left.
We did a production at school and I wasn't allowed to be in it because I couldn't sing. And my mate was the Pharaoh character who's like the Elvis and I was really jealous.
Oh, I'd be unhappy with that.
You know?
Oh, I think we're all even now, aren't we?
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.